America has rarely been able to think clearly about Iran, not least because the regime's followers held 52 of its citizens hostage for 444 days after seizing the American embassy in Tehran in 1979. But if Iran has recently extended its power, it is in large part because of the mess caused by America's invasion of Iraq in 2003. Iran is confusing and infuriating to deal with. Power is shared ambiguously between a weak president, who is elected from a field of loyalists and deals with day-to-day problems, and a nebulous revolutionary caste that controls the instruments of coercion. Sometimes Iran has proved pragmatic, for instance, acquiescing in America's overthrow of the Taliban in Afghanistan. Yet under the supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, ideology often trumps rational policy-making. Neither confrontation nor diplomacy can reliably sway the mullahs, and neither economic carrots nor sanctions seem to work as an alternative. That said, Mr. Obama's accord, the JCPOA, succeeded in freezing Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of many sanctions. Mr. Trump thinks this was a terrible deal that failed to halt the nukes for good or stop Iran from stirring trouble around the region. Renewed sanctions are pushing Iran into a deep economic crisis. But reimposing them when Iran was abiding by the JCPOA casts America as the rogue. This has deepened the split with European allies, which have created a system to help firms sidestep them. America's bound itself more tightly to autocratic Arab regimes such as Saudi Arabia that have themselves fomented instability and radicalism. What moral clarity can America claim in denouncing Iran's human rights abuses when it turns a blind eye to those committed by its friends?